2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Dave, the governor announced last week boosters now available for all for COVID-19, and I'm getting mine tomorrow.
I haven't signed up yet.
What?
Because I'm lazy. Not for any other reason than I'm like, I don't know, it's Thanksgiving. Do I really want to get the shot and feel sick over my turkey?
Let me take your matters into my own hands.
Okay.
I'll sign you up. So we have been seeing that Moderna, according to our research here in the David Dujanovic Research Department, showing stronger efficacy, that's our new buzzword, effectiveness after 6 months over Pfizer. So you and I both originally got full doses of Pfizer.
Yep.
My last shot was on March 31st of this year. I contracted COVID and started showing symptoms around October 23rd. I lost count of how many months that is, but it seems like Dave's doing the math, 6 to 7 months later. I've made a choice to get boosted with Moderna after doing my own research. Hello?
I'm trying to like process really quick. I'm like, number one, do you even qualify? You had COVID like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I do.
I thought you had to like wait a certain amount.
Stop it. What are you like, Facebook epidemiology? Okay, we're going to ask Dr. Tamara Sheffield.
Bring on a real expert.
Hi, Dr. Tamara Sheffield. You're with Intermountain Healthcare. You're often a guest of the show. You heard Dave's question. I had COVID a few weeks ago.
As long as it's been 10 days, you're fine going ahead and getting your booster shot.
10 days.
Great.
10 days from what? The last sign of symptoms?
When you tested positive, because the reason for 10 days is so you don't infect anybody else. Now that you're there in the studio, you're free to be around other people. It is fine to do that.
Okay.
There's kind of, you've got good protection up to about 90 days. And so people, that's your sweet spot. It's between 10 and 90 days. It's the time you ought to get your next vaccine. And interesting that you're choosing the Moderna.
I am. I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the mix and match?
The mix and match, the good thing about it is we have the choice. So you are able with the CDC's guidelines to do that. But whether you should or not, really it depends on you individually. The data out there about Moderna and Pfizer is comparing what happened with the first two doses. So you've got the, Moderna was a higher amount of mRNA in the vaccine and a wider separation between doses. Those are two things that actually help your immune system work better, more of the antigen and a longer time between, 28 rather than the 21 days that we had with the Pfizer. Now that we've got 6 months for your next dose, this is the great thing. The booster is going to give you longer lasting T cell memory B cell kind of immunity that has longer durability, lasts longer. Most vaccines that like this have to have that longer boost to give you the final kick that you need to have the longer immunity. But we don't have the data to show us what's going to happen with the Moderna and Pfizer booster, whether mixing it is going to make it better or not. The one problem is the mix and match study that was shown to the CDC that allowed them to make this recommendation used a full dose of Moderna, where really the boosters of Moderna are half-dose boosters.
Right.
So we don't have data to compare half-dose to Pfizer full-dose. It's really a matter of choice. I know, I'm so sorry. My husband and I did Pfizer, and we both got Pfizer boosters.
Okay.
And Dave, to your point, he got his booster this weekend. He's feeling great. He actually got both the Pfizer and his flu shot. Same time and is feeling good. So I wouldn't worry about this affecting your Thanksgiving holiday. Like Debbie said, go get your booster.
Okay, so is Debbie superhuman at this point?
Yes.
She's had the first two doses, has had COVID, and is now going with the booster. Is there such thing as an excessive amount of antibodies?
There is not excessive amount. There is really great amount. And that, what the study showed is after you've had the disease and then get that shot afterwards, that's when you get super great immunity. So you don't want to go and get the disease to give yourself that, but yes, she's super.
I am. Yes, I am super. Dr. Sheffield, you know, so many people are like getting ready to line up for their boosters. And I noticed that, for example, on the Smith's website, there's plenty of Pfizer appointments available. Not so sure about Moderna appointments. When I went to sign my daughter up, because she originally got Moderna and wanted a booster of Moderna, I went to the Costco website where I had signed up, and there were no more appointments available. But she did end up finding one at Smith's, and she actually got hers last week. Do we have enough booster doses available for anybody who wants one right now? And remind us of what the age group is.
Yes. So the new age group is anyone 18 and older can get a booster vaccine, whether it's J&J, the Moderna, or Pfizer. There is plenty of vaccine out there, and that's what I would say is get the vaccine that's available to you. Don't necessarily just pick and choose and try and find, you know, exactly one that you think might have the best, because we really don't have the answer of which one is the best yet. So okay. I would say get the one that you can get now. The other thing that we do want to say on age group and really focus on is this new indication for the 5 to 11-year-olds. They have we've had such great individuals running out to get this for their kids. We had a wonderful response. 14% of our kids are vaccinated. 50,000 doses have been given so far in just this last week and a half. And we want to encourage people, because if you get this, we really want the ones who haven't been vaccinated to get vaccinated. So get your 5 to 11-year-old their first dose, and then you'll be able to get the second dose before Christmas. So with everybody gathering in the holidays, to keep us all from, having these new spikes of disease, we want to make sure everyone is covered. So make sure that go in now, get them their first dose, and they can have their second dose before Christmas hits.
Dr. Tamara Sheffield, thank you for joining us. Medical Director for Preventive Medicine at Intermountain Healthcare. Thanks for joining us. Debbie, she said it. A doctor said it. You're super. You're super golden. You've had everything.
What are you going to get? You're going to get Pfizer, or are you going to go? Now she has me rethinking Moderna. But I think I'm just going to go for it tomorrow. I'll be at the Murray Costco after the show getting boosted with Moderna. But if you want Pfizer, we checked the websites, Dave. Walgreens has Pfizer. Davis County Health Department, where I got my original like you did, has Pfizer. Costco has Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J. Intermountain Healthcare has Pfizer. U of U has Pfizer. Harmon's has Moderna, and so does Albertsons.
The J&J booster is kind of interesting because, again, J&J is not mRNA. So I received the mRNA from Pfizer to get something outside of the mRNA vaccine, do something different with Johnson & Johnson. Yeah, I guess the mixing and matching, you can still do it.
We're gearing up right now for breaking news. My understanding is the hospital that's treating the children who were hit in that parade in Wisconsin is getting set to hold a live news conference. We'll take you there.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.